Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. 34 after the hour. It's always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Thank you for hanging around with me, for being part of my day. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we really appreciate that. You're going to get a lot smarter because Dan Pointer's in the building. Dan is, he is the self-publishing guru of the galaxy, ladies and gentlemen. As I've, you heard me say before, he's my mentor and the mentor of so many people who chose to do, to publish their books differently than the way things have been done in the mainstream for in the past, and basically 21st century way of looking at publishing. He's the author of a number of books on self-publishing, including the Bible on self-publishing, which is called The Self-Publishing Manual, How to Write, Print, and Sell Your Own Book, and a number of others. He's our good friend, Dan Pointer. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's a great honor to be here once again. Thank you very much.
Well, it's our honor, Dan, and we really appreciate you being here. I don't know if your ears burn or not, but I talk about you all the time. As you may know, we're kind of a hub for a lot of authors here. We meet a lot of authors. Some of them get on the show, some of them don't. We have a lot of people who are friends of ours who want to write a book, and they know that what we've done with our books, and they call me up. I mean, at least a couple of times a month, I coach somebody based on some of the things you've taught me, on what we've learned about self-publishing and having our own publishing company. And I always tell them, look, you know, you can't do any better than Dan Pointer's book, The Self-Publishing Manual.
Well, you're the business leader, and people come to you not only because you have the business information, but because you've written two books, Small Business is Like a Bunch of Bananas and 3 Minutes to Success, that just came out a few months ago.
Yeah, well, it's been out about a year or so, but we sold almost 90,000 copies of those, and I tell people, I don't believe, because of what I learned from you, and I'll tell the audience a couple of things in a minute that I think about all the time, a couple of quotes from Dan. I don't believe that a publisher would have sold that many of my books.
Oh, absolutely. There's not a prayer that they would have sold
publisher
anywhere near that number of books. See, what you're doing is you're writing what you know, and you're selling to your friends and colleagues.
That's
you know
the key,
where your market is.
Well, that's what you told us. That's what you taught me. One of the things that Dan told me, ladies and gentlemen, and that he talks about in his book is and I'll never forget this, Dan, you said the worst place in the world to sell a book is a bookstore.
Well, that's because a lot of your colleagues aren't in the bookstores, but you know where they are. I mean, you've got your radio show. This website of yours, by the way, is not only chock full of information, it's absolutely gorgeous. It really makes you look good, and that's what our websites do for us.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, you know, that's the thing, that the Internet, technology, the Internet, and the robust growth of the marketplace and the all the different sectors that are out there, not just small business, but all we have all these pretty well defined niches out there that really lend itself to people writing about what they know, as you say, and then focusing on their niche.
That's right. This is Chris Anderson's long tail. With the Internet, people can find us. People who are looking for our information can find us. Remember, people buy a nonfiction book either to learn something or to solve a problem.
Right.
And that's what your books do for them. That's what most good nonfiction books do. And the Internet makes it possible to find you.
Well, absolutely. But not only the Internet. You know, I think that people who write books, who want to write a book, and who don't understand the niche approach to selling books, they don't understand the book industry itself. And I think they don't understand something that a lot of small businesses need to know that I talk about, and that is that you don't need to sell everybody a book to be successful.
Oh, absolutely not. You know, the average number of books sold for all books is 8,500.
I mean, that's including the ones that sell millions.
And that's right. Now, of course, you're selling to a broader area, which is small business. But just let me share this with you. I have written 7 or 8 parachute books, technical books for the technicians and designers and manufacturers, popular mm-hmm. books for skydivers, the little books they give to people in the first jump course, lesson plans for instructors, lesson plans for technicians. I mean, these are very, very targeted within a very small field, and they provide a very nice living.
And folks, these are the kinds of things that whatever you do, if it's knitting, whatever it might be, if it's out of plant tomato plants, if that's an area that you have an expertise in, and the technology is out there to allow you to create something that you can not only get out to people and help them, but you maybe make a little money in the process. Stand by, quick break, right back with our good friend Dan Poynter. He is the galaxy. It may be the universe, folks. He's the self-publishing guru. 20 Tales, stay with us. We'll be right back.
I do believe in you, and I know you believe in me. Oh, yeah.
We're back. Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out our blog while you're there as well. Dan Poynter is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the world's expert on self-publishing. He wrote the book, literally, on the topic and many others. And Dan, you're actually traveling around the world these days, literally around the world, speaking to audiences about self-publishing, aren't you?
Well, according to the Gallup polling organization, 81% of our population has a book inside them. Let me tell you, Jim, the rest of the world is catching on.
Oh, yeah.
One-third of all the books in the world are sold in the U.S., and 47% are sold in the U.S., Canada, and the U.K. But the rest of the world is catching on, and it's just amazing what the demand is out there. I'm spending about 30% of my time outside the U.S. I just got back a few hours ago from my third round-the-world trip, where I spoke in South Africa and Australia and Brazil and in the U.S. as well on that round-the-world trip. I think I went through 27 time zones in about 3 weeks. It's just amazing. The people are so focused, and the audiences are absolutely wonderful.
Well, you know, one of the things that I like to point out in terms of the global opportunity for book publishing, especially when you can connect with every customer on the planet almost over the internet, a couple of things that I like to point out to people. You know, a lot of times in the United States, we complain or we get frightened about China, but I like to think of China as 1.3 billion customers, not competitors.
Oh,
and let me give you a couple of stats to back that up. Mm-hmm. There are more middle-class Chinese than there are Americans,
mm-hmm.
total Americans.
Right.
There are more advanced students. You know, in the United States, we have the high achiever students. I forgot the exact term they use for them. But the really advanced students, there are more advanced students in China than there are students in America.
It's just amazing. All these people are driving cars. They're doing well.
And those advanced students and those middle-class Chinese, they want to buy books. And more and more of them are interested in things that Americans know about. And I was just talking to a friend of mine, Donna Finn, her book is just now being published, going to be published in Japanese and in Hindi for the Indians.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a small business book, and so there's a lot of opportunity out there. And what do you think is the one big reason why people don't go ahead and get that book out of them?
They're afraid that maybe they said something that's not right, that somebody's going to write them a letter and say, "Oh, you made a mistake." And that's why in the third draft of our book, we take each chapter and we send it out to people who are experts on that particular chapter to get feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even have to know these people. You just simply match that chapter to their personal interest. Well, it gets right past the secretary. They get right on that 15 pages. They mark it up and send it back. And probably 10% of your really up-to-date, good, detailed, fact-filled information comes from other people.
Right. Well, exactly. That's what attribution was invented for, right?
Right.
And but you know another thing though, Dan, and this is a little bit of tough love. If you don't think that the information you're giving is right, well, maybe you're not the expert. Maybe you need to write about something else.
Well, and you can check it out and run it past other people and make sure that you haven't made any mistakes.
But you know, yeah, you know, people.
And then you've got about 30 people out there saying, "Hey, have you read Jim's new book? It's really good, and I helped him with it."
Exactly. Well, see, you got a lot of people who write books who are really smart, who we think are, you know, some of the really smart people, but there'll be a chapter in their book that they aren't the expert on. They got people to help them with that, and they'll admit it. They'll say, "Hey, guys, I'm not the expert, but this information needed to be part of this book, and I got Dan to help me."
Nonfiction books come from personal information, from your knowledge, plus good research. All books are written from other books, so it's up to you to go out and gather the information from other books, magazine articles, web searches, interviews, and so on, and take all of that, focus it toward your particular type of reader, and give them exactly what they need. Most of that information is not your personal information. You're simply doing good research.
When people come to me and ask me to help them, I like doing it because I'm trying to give back some of the things that other people like you, Dan, have given me. It's usually nonfiction. You used that term a minute ago, nonfiction. It's almost always nonfiction. Occasionally, somebody will contact me with a fiction book, and I can't be optimistic to them. What do you think?
Fiction is harder to sell because it's entertainment. And entertainment has to compete with other forms of entertainment, not just other books, but taking in a film, taking your kids to the zoo. Nonfiction is valuable information that people buy to save time or money, and it doesn't compete with any other book or any other activity. People are willing to pay you $20 or $30 to get the short course in the subject. It's much easier to sell nonfiction. Mm-hmm. You should save the fiction until you can afford it.
Well, and people want, you know, one of the things that's happening right now, Dan, and this is something that I think is a sea change. It's an incredible tide in the marketplace right now. Businesses are failing at an increased rate of 20%.
Wow.
than they were 8 or 10 years ago. But even at a time where we can all get the capital we need, basically, we can get business if we work hard enough and have a good business model, we can get the business we want. I think the reason businesses are failing is because of lack of information.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I believe. They don't get the information they need because they can't always find it and trust it. And that's the reason why, folks, if you know something that can help others get through something, help them start their business, do something a little bit better, whatever it might be, people are hungry for that kind of thing if you can say it well and if you can get it to them. Stand by, quick break. Dan Pointer is our guest. His book is The Self-Publishing Manual, and the other one is Writing Nonfiction. Stay with us.
And try to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Back at 7 till, I'm Jim Lassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And ladies and gentlemen, you know I don't talk a lot about how my own business does. I don't want to bore you with all that. I almost never bring it up, but I'm going to say some things now because I want to let you know what an impact Dan Pointer can have on your life because he had that on mine. I wrote a business book, as Dan knows, about 6 years ago. And was it 02? So it'd be about 5 years ago. And Dan, in those days, people told me that if a business book sold 5,000 copies, the publishers considered that to be a success, and the regular publishers, the mainstream publishers, did. Well, that book alone has been out 5 years. It sold over 70,000 copies.
Well, they're focusing on that 5,000, and they're focusing on bookstores. But you didn't confine yourself to bookstores.
That's right.
So much better.
But it was all because of the perspectives that Dan gave me. Not only I had the benefit of him being my friend and spending some time with me, and being on my show and learning what I learned from him while he was teaching you as well, but also because I have his books. And I wanted you to know, if you think you ever might want to be an author, even if you wind up being published by a publishing house, you still need to know what Dan has to say. Dan. tell us how to get the books.
Get the free information kit at parapub.com. That's P-A-R-A-P-U-B.com. Think parachutes and publishing. Parapub.com.
And that's Dan's other world. His other passion is jumping out of airplanes. And Dan, the folks, I want you to know that having your own publishing company, which I actually, instead of thinking of myself as being self-published, we actually founded our own publishing company.
And that's what self-publishers do.
And we now have two books out. But the thing is that publishing is not for everybody. Being a publisher of your own books is not for everybody. Some people need to have the support, and they just want to write stuff up. They need an editor. They don't want to deal with the business, the organization, all the details. They want to do that. So I want people to know, Dan, also, I tell people this, don't feel like there's anything wrong with you if you you don't want to do this, because it's not for everybody. Just like being a small business owner is not for everybody.
Yeah, writing a book is a creative act, and selling a book is a business, and mm-hmm. you can incorporate the book into other products and services that you sell, or you can sell out to a publisher, or you can hire somebody to take over that part of your business. There are different ways to approach this.
I remember before I wrote my first book, I talked to a lot of authors, and I would ask them, you know, about their experiences with publishers, and they weren't all that great. And one of the classic ones was the guy who told me that his book was going to be out in November. In September, he said, my book's going to be out in November. And so I said, okay, let's get you on the show. We'll launch it on my show. He's a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
In October, he said, okay, it's going to be November, but it's not going to be this November. It's going to be next November.
Oh.
And so they jerked him around for a whole year.
Right. Well, it takes a publisher 18 months to take a manuscript, run it through the whole system, and get it onto the shelves.
Right.
And you can have your book printed in two to 3 weeks.
Speaking of that, in the time we have left, what's the best way to get a small group of books published? You know, maybe under, say anywhere from 1 to 500.
Well, we have digital printing now, and there are 23 of these digital printers across the U.S. and Canada. The lists are on my website. They're in the information kits that I mentioned. And all you have to do is make up a request for a quotation, and we show you how to do that. Just describe the book that you have in mind, number of pages and so on. Send it out, and you get bids. And now with digital printing, you can print just 500 copies. You don't have to print 5,000 like the old days.
Well, and of course, one of the things that we've done, we've always printed at least 7,500, sometimes 20 or 30, depending on what was going on. But it does. We have to tell people, when you print those lower numbers, the unit cost does go up.
Well, because printing is a quantity game. The more you print, the lower the per unit cost. But on your first book, you don't want to bite off too much, and so we usually recommend 500 or so the first time, and then in a month and a half or so, you'll be out of books, and it's time to go back to press, and you can make an educated decision. Do you want to do 500 more, 1,000, 3,000, 7,500? What? Pick a number.
But you can. Do you reckon now in those systems you were just talking about, are they all softbound books? They're not hardback.
They can be hardbound too. That takes a couple weeks longer for hardbound.
Right. Right.
But
I like hardback books myself, because you know what? People don't throw away hardback books.
Throw away the softcover books. Books are really special.
That's right. Hey, Dan, thank you for being here. Thanks for what you've meant to me and my organization.
Hey, thank you for being there. So many people, Jim.
Give us your website again, please, one more time.
Parapub.com. That's
Dan Pointer, ladies and gentlemen.
P-U-B.com.
He's the best. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Bless, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.